We're getting to our big interview then this morning, and Acting Health Minister Mamoloko Kubayi-Ngubane has confirmed that 300,000 vaccines targeted for teachers will arrive today. Teacher unions have been calling for teachers to be vaccinated as schools experienced a spike in COVID-19 infections. Yesterday, of course, we continued to have that debate whether we should close schools, keep them open, where our kids safer. That was a difficult one that definitely split both ways. NAPTOSA has previously said that it expected about 500,000 teachers to be vaccinated. The acting minister, Mamoloko Kubayi-Ngubane, will be outlining the vaccination plans for teachers around 7:30 actually today. So in a few minutes, we're expecting that discussion point to happen. Basil Manuel is the executive director for the second largest teacher union, that's NAPTOSA, and joins us now. Basil, thank you so much for the time. You expect, I mean, of course, the 300,000 to come through today, but will it, you know, do you see us being effective in the rollout of this vaccination plan this time around at the very least?
Good morning, Arabile. We certainly hope so. And our hopes lie within what has happened now, up to now. Even when we had the hiccup with the J&J, the plans didn't come to a stop in terms of rollout. All the plans in provinces seem to be in place. We had meetings yesterday. We saw the rollout plans. We saw where all the stations will be, where people have to go for vaccination. And on the face of it, it seems as though the plans are all in place. I'm sure there will be a hiccup or two, but I don't believe it will upset the apple cart. I think that this has been so long expected, and the anticipation has been great, and the excitement has led to a lot of quick planning. So we hope and pray that everything goes according to plan.
One can definitely say that the jabs couldn't have come soon enough, right? And you must be at least very happy that Aspen has assured officials that it will then replace the doses that aren't part to be part of the 2 million jabs, that it said it would, the ones that have to be destroyed as a safety precaution will actually be replaced in due time.
Absolutely. What we hold out hope for insofar as that is concerned is that the difference between the 300 and the 500, which is 200 odd doses, will necessarily be filled up, because as you said in your introduction, Arabella, 300,000 won't cover the entire teacher cohort, teacher and education cohort, let me rather say, because we are talking about education workers that are essential, and we can't only look at the teachers. We've got to look at the entire system. But now with the 300, we've got to start somewhere. We've got to have a plan there, and hopefully within the next couple of weeks, the rest will be covered. That's our hope. It's not a confirmed one. And we are meeting with the ministry tomorrow, and hopefully we will get some more feedback about the other batch that we are now trying to release.
Do you think this is the best way to then get you to get teachers then and the education space to then be able to work effectively despite the increase in the number of COVID-19 cases in our education space?
What it does do, Arabella, is that it certainly settles the mind, because much of this is about a mind game, and it's about mental health and people's feelings of safety or alternatively threat. And the anxiety levels are extremely high, particularly given the number of infections that we've seen amongst teachers and particularly amongst high school children. Now, at the moment, we're talking about primary schools going back full-time at the end of July. And I know that's still a while off, but we've got to start settling down our teachers, because after all said and done, the average primary school teacher actually impacts on about 100 households, not children, households, because those children go back home. And similarly in the high school, an even larger number. So if this is the beginning of a process which begins to say, let's normalize, because NAPTOSA, like so many others, identify that we have lost a lot. It's going to be difficult to make up some of this, but the current generation can't become a casualty to COVID-19. We've got to get our kids to read. We've got to get them to write. Our grade twos at the moment are in a bad place because they just haven't had enough when they were in grade one last year. And of course, the current grade ones just continue that very, very bad trend. So there's enough pressure to make this work. And we hope that this is certainly going to be one of the things that make the system try to normalize. We know we can't be normal within the middle of a pandemic, but we've got to try and normalize it.
The rollout process, have you gotten that right? Do you know how that's going to work?
And we have some information. There's obviously some gaps because a lot of the information is now being shared with our provincial colleagues. Because of our education system, which is run very provincially, we've preferred that they see that, and because they also know the ground there, that is done properly. But broad brush strokes, every district will have one or two or even three sites of vaccine rollout. And of course, schools have already been given dates and times when they need to go. And of course, a lot of the provinces have been very bright with this to say, here's your date, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. If this thing only starts on Monday, then of course everybody just moves down. But dates and times, but times don't shift. And people are ready, they're poised, they're willing and running in there to go. We're still busy talking to some of our doubters. And of course, with the J&J hiccup, there are probably a few more doubters than there were a little earlier on. You may or may not know that we did a survey as a collective of teacher unions that told it together with the other four unions. And 75% of our membership have said that, yes, they'll take the vaccine. And another 15% were sort of on the fence. And hopefully that translates into about an 80% that will take it. Our message is, hey, you're right in the front now. Don't waste this opportunity. Grab it with both arms and legs.
Basil, very quickly, you know, yes, we're going to be rolling out these vaccines. But in the meantime, there needs to be some sort of way to address the increase in the number of infections in schools. Is there a way for, you know, what way do you think should be moved on to ensure that these infections don't continue to rise nonetheless?
One of the difficulties is that infections are rising in the community as a whole. And our children are part of the community. What we've got to do is manage it in schools, because if the community doesn't manage it outside, then the schools just have a double task. Yeah. And our youngsters, particularly high school youngsters, are social animals. They are out there all the time. And parents have to assist in trying to curb that, and just so that we can bring down the peak.
Basil Manuel, appreciate your time this morning. Executive Director at NAPTOSA, the National Professional Teachers Organization of South Africa. 300,000 COVID-19 vaccines for teachers expected to arrive then today. That one is one that we're going to have to look out for. An announcement is expected then, a live event expected to come out from the Department of Health as they launch that educator vaccine program. Mamoloko Kubayi Ngubane, the acting health minister, will be making that announcement in a few minutes.